This is KNN.
I need to speak to your manager.
The Karen News Network.
I went to get a haircut today, and it says on the door in three different places, you cannot come in if you don't wear a mask.
Right.
So I walk in with a mask on. A guy comes to the door without a mask on. So he stands there. So they have to bring him a mask.
Oh.
So then he walks in. He's got it in his hand. He's walking around. He finally puts it on. So then a couple of minutes later, another guy walks in, mask in hand, walks in, checks in. So he walks all the way to the desk, punches his name in, punches his phone number in, and then sits down, and he still has the mask in his hand. He
doesn't
put the mask on until they call him back. And the whole time I'm like, I'm only here 5 minutes. And this is driving me crazy. I can imagine being here all day.
Right. That's what we call a COVIDiot. And that's those are the kind of people that then they are shocked when they or somebody in their family ends up with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How could that have happened?
5 minutes. I'm sitting there. So I found all these women complaining about wearing a mask. Karen's out of control. There's five of them today.
Did you want to Karen those guys? Did you want to be like, listen, if I got to wear a mask, you guys got to wear a mask. There's a sign on the door. We all have to follow this rule.
It's not my business. I don't own that place. I'm right. just there. I have a mask on. It's really not my place to say anything. If they're not going to say anything, then I shouldn't. But it's all women that work there, you know, mm-hmm. around the age of 30. I don't think they're going up to a guy in his 40s, 300 pounds, and saying, hey, put your mask on or leave.
Right.
So, but it's really not my place to tell them, hey, dude, you can't read? What's wrong with you?
Well, did you keep 6 feet from those guys?
You couldn't, really, because...
Then why don't you leave? This is a situation where you should leave. You know, I walked into an office recently. I had something I had to do. And I went in, and the secretary was not wearing a mask, and the guy running the office was not wearing a mask, and I said... And this is New York.
Mm.
This was a couple of weeks ago when things were still terrible. I said, I'm sorry, how come nobody here are wearing masks? And they said, well, we can put them on if it makes you feel more comfortable. I was like, well, no, it's not about my comfort. It's about, A, it's the law in New
right.
York City, and B, do you know there's a pandemic going on? And the guy who ran the office was a doctor. And she said, yeah, the doctor doesn't really believe in COVID. And I said, okay, goodbye. And I said, nice meeting you guys. Have a great life, however short it's going to be. And I turned around and I left.
So you did leave?
Of course I left. Listen, you can't control the people. You can control yourself. I didn't feel comfortable in an environment in New York City,
mm-hmm.
indoors, where everyone around me was not wearing a mask.
It was so easy to find Karen videos today. There's Karens everywhere, like this Karen at a dentist office.
You're going to work on my teeth, not my nose. I don't wear a mask getting my teeth cleaned.
But it's about the safety of all of
our... Fine, I'll cover my mouth. Can I go be seated now?
No, because you're not...
You can't take my temperature. That's against the law.
All right. Well,
is that true?
That it's against the law to take your temperature?
Right.
It's not against the law. Again, that's their policy. It's a private office. You know, it's one thing if you walk into a government office, if you're going to get married or you've got to go to court for something, you know, that's a government office. So there, they can't tell you what to do. But this is a private office. They can make any rules they want. And if you don't want to follow them, you can leave.
Does she think they take the temperature like you do to a one-year-old?
Oh, she thought maybe it was an up the butt thing. Maybe that's what she was afraid of.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're not an MD.
We can't see you.
I have a right to sue you for harassing me, the manager,
oh my God.
And this entire company, Smile, whatever you call it, dental.
Right.
I do have that right, and I talked to my attorney before I came here too.
Oh, you did.
Okay.
So you called him.
But that's it right there. She talked to her attorney before she went there, which means she went there with the intention of starting a fight,
right.
being hostile. It's about the fact that they just want to be disruptors. They want to have a legal lawsuit against you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lawyer that's going to waste their time and take a private company to court. And why are her rights more important than everybody else around her? Maybe the woman sitting behind her who is also getting her teeth cleaned is a cancer patient.
Right.
You know, who just went through chemo. Like, why can't you just put a mask on? Just get your temperature. It's not going to hurt you. Just go ahead and do it. And just get on with your life. Like, they're making it sound like this is such an affront to them. It's nothing. You wear a mask for 10 minutes, you go in there, you get your teeth clean, you go the hell home. Big deal.
This Karen wanted to go shopping in a store, and they said, no, you can't come in, Karen.
I just want to shop, I don't want to sell.
Yeah.
No, I have a health condition, I can't wear one.
Okay.
I can't turn out for that reason.
I have a health condition.
I'm so sorry about that.
I have you on video for the law, though. No, it isn't.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Not a law.
It, and it is I'm in a store. I'll take, we're allowed to enforce that for the safety of our employees.
Not for health reasons. You can't, though.
Yes,
no, not for that reason. No.
Okay, so the customer okay, so knows better than the legal team that helps with the store. Like, the store probably has, like, a team of lawyers that they've spoken to about this. So just trust them. They know better than you, Karen.
Why are you bugging these poor women that are working? They're just trying to do their job.
Right,
why
exactly.
Why are you giving them crap? Come on, their job is bad enough.
You know, I'm so sick of all the boomers calling us millennials entitled. Like, that's entitlement. There's entitlement for you right there. You refuse to wear a mask just for 10 seconds sitting in a doctor's office or just to walk around a store and shop. Like, it's not doing anything bad to you. It's not hurting you. That is the height of entitlement. I don't want to hear boomers saying a word about millennials ever again.
Florida Karen in a city council meeting. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
You literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. And the people are waking up and we know what citizens' arrest is because citizens' arrests are already happening.
What?
Okay? And every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested.
It gets better.
Doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask.
Yes, we do.
But every single one of you are going to get punished by God.
You cannot
escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet. Okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out,
This is an unmedicated bipolar. This woman needs to be met. She's Kanye right now. Like, she is bipolar, unmedicated, saying wacky stuff. Like, the fact that I feel so bad for the poor city council that has to sit there and listen to this woman take the floor in front of them. They probably just all sat there like, oh God, yeah, God. Oh, military? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you have to give her like 4 minutes. So Karen can say whatever she wants. This Karen wants to go into like a Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
But they're stopping her outside and saying, no, you can't come in.
The ADA tells them that you cannot make people wear a mask. It's not our laws at all. This is just made up. By Bill Gates and them, and by you wearing that.
Oh, Bill Gates made this up? God, I didn't realize. I thought
Bill
it was
Gates is
Dr. Fauci who was making these decisions.
Bill
and
Gates
the CDC.
Is catching crap about this.
Think about it. You're breathing out your toxic air, and you're breathing in the same air. You're making your lungs, you're killing your antibodies.
You're making yourself sick, is what she's saying. So you're breathing out, and then you're breathing it right back in.
Your own breath right back in, because your own breath is going to somehow kill you. Yeah,
if there's a
makes
cold
perfect
that
sense.
Comes around in November, you're getting sick. You're making yourself sick.
No, I'm not making myself sick. Bill Gates is making me sick, he said.
Go look on the package, and it will tell you it will not protect you from COVID-19. You are hurting yourself. Don't stop being lied to. They want to kill all
Do
the
you
Mexicans.
Believe in the COVID?
They want to kill all the black people. They want to kill everybody. Watch out what you're being told. You're being lied to.
Do you believe in it?
Do I believe it?
You know, Anthony, these women are the reason why plastic bags need to say, do not put this over your head, choking hazard. Like, this is exactly why. Every time you see, like, a crazy thing, these are the people that need to know not to put a plastic bag over their heads, that the little pieces that you get with your IKEA furniture are choking hazards. Like, these are the people that need those warnings.
Not one, not two, but three Karens. Karens went to Vegas.
We're in Las Vegas. This is America. And we're basically being escorted around because we don't have masks on. We're trying to find our friend here so that we can actually, let them know. I mean, everyone is like sheep here. It's ridiculous.
And why are you
all
there?
All I'm saying is,
go ahead, Karen. What's going on? What's wrong, Karen?
To require masks is illegal.
And they're placing
it's not illegal. That's not illegal. No.
But we got the mask police right here following
you're
us.
You're not on the street.
Following on our heels.
You're in the, right. The mask casino.
Again, a private casino can make any of their own rules. Not illegal.
This is KNN.
I am calling the police.
The Karen News Network.